Okay, let's get started. What did we do last time? No, yeah, last time we worked on the Rambam and the Ravid about a woman who brings her own get. We want to go a little bit further in this first sugya. And Yisrael Hashem, tomorrow or the day after, we'll start the next sugya, Veilechon B'Surin. But there is a fascinating question that apparently Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks. I say apparently because I couldn't find it, but I found that Rav Asher Weiss in Minchas Asher, Simon Beis, on Gittin, quotes this this Kash of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So I'll read it to you. I don't know, in the earlier version of the packets, I don't think it's there, so I don't know, it depends which version of the packets you have. But he says as follows. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks the following question. Lama tzarech ha-shliach lomar b'fanei nechtam? V'alo mikivan sham b'fanei nechtam v'yadin v'shaget nechtam l'shma? Mach shash yesh nechtam shalo l'shma? I mean, what's the first statement that that the shliach has to say? Maybe get me to this. Yam tzarech she'omar b'fanei nechtam. Ooh, b'fanei nechtam. He's got to say both. That it was written and signed in front of me. What's the concern? Once he says b'fanei nechtam, that it was written l'shma. So if it's not, if it was written l'shma, are we really genuinely concerned that it wasn't signed l'shma? Can you even envision in your mind a case where a get was written l'shma and not signed l'shma? And that there's dafka din by a get that needs to be signed l'shma, whereby other shtaros, if it was written l'shma and signed shalol l'shma, would be okay? What's the situation? What's meaning, once it's written l'shma, what does l'shma mean? L'shem, this man, this woman, for this divorce, right? For Reuven to divorce his wife, Sarah, whatever, right? So let's say, so what would be a case of lo l'shma? It was written for Reuven to divorce Sarah, and then they found another Reuven and Sarah, and they gave it to them, right? So it was written l'shma, signed shalol l'shma. So what's the case? It was written for Reuven and Sarah, Aleph. Then Reuven and Sarah, Beis, had it. They had Adam sign it, right, for Reuven and Sarah, Beis, and then it was given back to Reuven and Sarah, Aleph, to use for a divorce. That's why we require every shliach abam medinas yam to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. I mean, chances are, if it was b'fanei nechtav, if it was nechtav l'shma, it was nechtav l'shma. Yeah.
Isn't it a lot harder to do that practically? Because don't you have to include like other like nicknames and
yes, yes. Practically speaking, I keep on forgetting to bring in Gittin. I have Gittin at home, but yeah, practically speaking, we include a lot of details. The miscaria, anything that they're called, anything that they're, yeah, we, and obviously last names as well.
Isn't this case like very now so possible?
Well, before the advent of last names, you know, I guess it was more more common. People didn't have as many nicknames, maybe. I don't know. But that's Ricky Vegas kasha. Once you have ksiv l'shma, so what's the concern of chasim l'shma? And Bechlali says, What's shaykh by chasima psul shalol l'shma? If you signed the shame this husband, that's called the shma. If you signed the shame somebody else, so that's not just not l'shma, that would be pasul for any shtar. No, if Reuven's lending money to Shimon and I sign the shtar thinking that this is for a totally different person, so then that should be pasul by every shtar, shouldn't it? Why? What's a din miyuchad, a special din that you have by get that you need chasim l'shma, that doesn't apply by every single shtar? I mean, obviously the Gemara is highlighting something we need by get. So it's a double kash Rabbi Akiva Eiger has. Number one, once you have ksiv l'shma, what exactly is the concern of no chasim l'shma? And number two, what is the din of chasim l'shma that's unique for get that we don't need anywhere else? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger has two suggestions. Suggestion number one is that maybe we can prove from here, like the shita that holds that something is only called l'shma if the edim not just sign it with kavana l'shma, but they actually have to state that they're doing it l'shma. This is the shita of Tosfos and Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, that they need to actually say they're doing it l'shma. And maybe that's the concern, that you have to say b'farei nechta, b'farei nechta, meaning that I saw that it was signed with a declaration of l'shma, and that's only edim by a get. You won't need that anywhere else. So that would answer both kashas if you hold like such a shita. Second possibility, he says, that it's possible that when you write l'shem achas mishtei noshav le'izim mehensha erza garishbo, let's say a man is married to two women, and he writes a get l'shem one of them, and he says, which one do I want to divorce? Whichever one I decide later, I want a divorce. So maybe by other shtaros, let's say I'm writing a shtar that I'm lending money to somebody. Who am I going to lend money to? I don't know, whichever one I decide later on. Maybe by other shtaros that would be kosher, By a get, that's not kosher. That's the din of lishma by a get. That you need not just that you're writing for this husband to get divorced, but that you know exactly, and not just that you're not writing for the wrong wife, but that you can identify in advance exactly which wife it's for. I mean, it's not just that he's not writing for definitively for the wrong wife, but that you can't even be besafek. You need to know exactly at the time who it's for. And maybe that's just a din by a get. Those are Rabbi Kiviger's two suggestions. Problem with those suggestions is that it's hard to say that the whole chiddush of chasil melishma is only to address a case where a man says that he's writing a get for one of his two wives, and he doesn't know which wife he's writing it for. That's the whole din of chasil melishma, for that one unusual case where he said, I'm writing a get for my wife. Which wife? Whichever, I'll figure that out later. Very difficult to assume that that's the whole din of chasil melishma. And the problem with the other suggestion, the first suggestion, is that shita satosos, that you need to actually verbalize that you're doing lishma, is not a widely accepted shita at all. Rov poskim reject that shita of tosos. So we're back to the kasha of Kiveger. Again, the kasha is, what's the point of chasim lishma once we already know that it was necht of lishma? What exactly are we concerned about? And kasha number two is, that if you have chasim lishma, that's a unique din by get and doesn't apply anywhere else, so then what is it about a get? What is this din that's only for a get and not for anything else? I mean, shouldn't any other star also have to be done? The Edom have to know what they're doing and know what they're signing on? Yeah.
Isn't it really only one question? Because the first question is, you can answer easily, just, it may have been written the Shema, but I wasn't there when they actually signed it, so there could be a chashash that their signatures were forged. The second question really just cancels out the first question, so it's not really...
Meaning, the Befarei Nechtam is saying, it's not so much about Lishma, it's more about that it's not forged.
Yeah.
But the problem is that we're assuming that the reason you have to say Befarei Nechtam is Ein Bekiyun Lishma. Not because, meaning you're assuming within the sheet of Rabba. According to Rava, don't worry, we'll have to be Mekayim Nishtar anyway. So it'll be Mekayim Nishtar B'chosma. We'll get people to verify that this is not forged, these are the signatures of those Eidim. Right? So we'll be Mekayim Nishtar B'chosma. Rabba says, I'm still concerned, you still need to say B'fanei Nechtam, even though you know that it's their signatures. Why? Because the Ein Bekiyun Lishma. The Beis may have done a Shelo Lishma. So what does that mean they did a Shelo Lishma? If they had a Ksiva Lishma, how could the Chasima be Shelo Lishma if we know that these are valid signatures? So I don't think it's about forgery. So before moving on to what is his real Mahalich, Rav Asher suggests two other possibilities of what the special din of Lishma is by Get. So it could be the din of Lishma by Get is that you need Sivoy Abal by get, whereas you don't need Tzivoy HaBaal by another shtar. What's Tzivoy HaBaal? That the Baal, the husband, actually directs you to write and sign the shtar. Let's say I know that Reuven lent Shimon money, and I know that Reuven wants a shtar written for this money that he lent Shimon. Do I need him to tell me to write it in order to have the shtar written? Maybe not. Maybe if I hear him telling Levi and Yehuda, do me a favor, write a shtar and sign it. I want a shtar for this thing. I know that Levi and Yehuda are very busy and they're not going to have time to do it. So I can go write a shtar and get it signed. I know that he lent him the money. I witnessed it. I know that he wants it written. Maybe there's no din that you need, Sivya Abal. But by get, it could be that the requirement of Lishma is not just that you're doing it Lishem, this divorce, but that you're doing it with Tzivoy HaBaal. Problem is, the requirement of Lishma, Mestam, is a requirement Midoraisa. Tzivoy HaBaal is not so postured at all that it's a requirement Midoraisa. Could be that even though we hold you do need Tzivoy HaBaal, Tosus Nerevin, Gimel Amnalef writes, that's only Midorabanan. And that's Mashma from the Lashon of the Rashba and the Ritva as well. The Rashba writes in Chav Gimel Amnalef, Im Yichtavu Belotzavas HaBaal, Lo Yitnu Lev Kol Kach Lichtov Lishma. If it's written without Tzivoy HaBaal, then we're worried people aren't going to write it so Lishma. Sounds like it's a Gezeres Chachamim. Why do I need Tzivoy HaBaal? Because we're worried without Tzivoy HaBaal, it's not going to be done so Lishma. So the point is that it's only Midrabanan, so it's hard to say that that's the chilik between get and everything else, if the whole chilik is only a chilik Midrabanan. And even if you say it's Minat Torah, which you could read into the Rashba also, it still is not clear that Tzivei HaBaal means that you need him to explicitly direct you. It could be that you only need Giloy Das of the Baal, that he wants this. And even if the Edim hear the Baal tell other people to do it, it could be that on a Doraisa level that would suffice. So that's a difficult approach to take. Another possible approach to take to answer Rabbi Kivager's kasha is Pnei Shur and Kuntres Achron writes that midin l'shma you need not only to sign this get, the shame this husband and the shame this woman, but it has to be the shame gerushin. And if it's not done the shame gerushin, then it's an invalid get. And that's the difference between get and other shtarus.
Say the shame.
You're doing it, not that you have to say it, not verbalizing. That was Rabbi Kivager's suggestion. Pnei Yeshua says, not about verbalizing, but you have to sign it, the shame, the sake of divorce. So Rav Ashbai says that makes absolutely no sense. Why does that make absolutely no sense? If I'm signing a shtar that Reuven owes Shimon money, do I not need to know what it says in the shtar, that I, you know, what the shtar actually means, that it means that Reuven owes Shimon money? Meaning, what does the shame gerushin mean? It means that, yeah, I know that this is a get. There's no mashmos to the words don't mean anything, the shame gerushin. If I know that Reuven is divorcing his wife Sarah, and I'm signing on that, so then by definition it's the shame gerushin. And that's not something unique by a get. When Reuven's lending money to Shimon, and I'm signing on it, it's the shame, the fact that he's lending money to Shimon. Yeah, you always have to understand, I'll just read you his lashon. L'chor mistaver digam b'shar shtaros bina she'edim yedu es mahus hashtar ve'in yano. By all shtaros, you need to know what the essence of the shtar is. V'imchasmo al shtar alva b'chashom shu get. Let's say you sign a shtar alva that Reuven's lending money to Shimon. And you think it's a get when you're signing it. Lo mahani, that's not going to help. V'imkein gam b'zein chiddush. There's no chiddush over here. It's davar pashut, no? So he says hard to explain, hard to use that to answer Rabbi Kivager's kasha. Yeah.
It's because to give a get is its own separate asei d'oraisa, and maybe like other shtaros, is it an asei d'oraisa to write, let's say, a shtar mamon that you owe someone else money?
No.
Okay, so to write a get is an asei d'oraisa, so maybe that's why you just.
But what do you need to do by a get that you don't need to do by the other shtaros? What does it mean that there's a din of lishma by a get that you don't have by other shtaros? I mean, understand, you're saying a get is the most powerful shtar because it's one that's referred to in the Torah itself.
It's also by ksiva, let's say, before you write, let's say, mezuzah, you have to say the shame kedushas.
Because that's because it becomes a chavsa shel kedusha. In order for a shame Hashem to have kedusha, it has to be written l'shem kedusha. Because it's going to be a din of the chavsa. By a get, it doesn't become. It's not Tashmisha Kedusha. It's just a Sipur Dvarim Bialma. It tells the story of what's happening. So as long as the words tell the story, right? I don't know if it's and we're going to get to those sugyas later about to what extent you need Ksiva by a get. Is it a din like Sefer Torah? Can you print it? Can you just say print and print again? Or do you need a Dafka din in Ksiva? And we're Makvid, we're Kosev, we'll get. So we'll get to that later. But that doesn't seem to be the issue of Lishma over here. Lishma seems to mean something else. That there's some din that you need chasima lishma. There doesn't seem to be a din in kedusha or anything like that. So, before we answer Rabbi Kivager, Rav Ashwai says you got to take a look at the Ritva. The Ritva has a very interesting take on the Gemara. The Ritva quotes the Shita of the Ri, that the whole chashash of lishma is that maybe this get was written for somebody else who has the same name, who's divorcing his wife, who also happens to have the same name as this guy's wife. Right, like Rashi says. That's Rashi. Says the Ritva quotes the Ri that rejects Rashi, that it's not about another person having the same name. Rather, he says, Sofrim, they're afraid they're going to get busy, so they want to have shtaros on hand that that if people come and want to get divorced, that they'll be readily available to them. So we're afraid that what happened, the sofer wrote this get, he left out the shemos, he He left out the place. He left out some all the important information. He got people to sign on it so they could have the chasimos in place. And then, in 2 weeks from now, when a guy comes into the Safra store and he says, listen, I want to buy a get because I want to divorce my wife. Okay, what's your name? What's her name? Just fills in the blanks. It's already signed. Here you go. Go ahead and get divorced. That's chasim shelo lishma. So chasim shelo lishma is not when they're chosim for other people. It's when they're chosim for nobody at all. They're chosim on a blank form, essentially. That's chasim shelo lishma. That's what you can't do by a get, but apparently you can do by other shtarls. L'chora, that's a very difficult thing to accept. Which part of that is difficult to accept? That it's possible by a get, or that it's kosher by other shtarls?
They can do by other shtarls.
Yeah, you could do that by other shtarls. You have people sign something that doesn't mean anything? Signing on something that doesn't have a dollar amount, who the malva is, who the lova is, signed. What do you mean? What are you signing? Isn't signature on a shtar edus? What exactly are you being made to? How could the ritva say, shame the ri, that the whole din of lishma ba'iget is that you're writing your name on something that already has the details of what of the transaction, but by other shtaros, it's okay. You don't need the actual details of the transaction yet. You can just sign it in advance. That's not edus at all. Edus for shtar is where you're being made on the maisa that's written in the shtar. There's no loan that happened yet. What are you being made on? So, in order to explain, excuse me. In order to explain this ritva. So again, where are we right now? I told you we had a kasha of Rabbi Kiveger, and I said in order to answer Rabbi Kiveger, we need to see a ritva. But instead of the ritva giving an answer, the ritva just caused more problems, right? So now we have two kashas. We have kasha on the, we have the kasha of Rabbi Kiveger. In general, what's the din of lishma by get that you don't have by shar shtaros? And now we have an approach that the ritva has, but the approach seems crazy. It seems impossible to understand. The approach that the ritva has is that the din of lishma by a get is that you actually have to sign on a get that already has all the words to it. How could that be a special din by a get that doesn't apply to shar shtaros? So to explain the ritva, you have to see the nesivus. The nesivus in Siman Lamed Tes, it's in the Mar Makomos, I think. Source number 14. Yeah, do you have? Yeah, I made a second version of the Mar Makomos. I don't know what's in your versions or not. But anyway, the Nesiva says as follows. Da kashakosun shtar lelova li'olam ein ha'edim yodim mehalva'a v'ikar edusa negmeras b'shas mesiras hashtar. So think about a loan in general. When do you sign? When do they write up the contract?
Time
for
the loan.
So when? After the loan or before the loan? So he says, Pashtus is in most cases, why do I want a contract? Why do I insist on there being a contract? I want to make sure I get the money back. So what am I going to make sure I do before I lend the money? I need that contract in place. I'm not giving you this money without a contract.
The guy's not going to sign it until the money is given over.
Oh, so the Nesiva says, yes, he will. It will get signed by the two Aiden before they actually see the loan, because the contract needs to be in place in order for the loan to happen. So what happens? Here's a contract that says that Shimon borrowed $100 from me. Who's going to write the contract? Shimon wants my money. He wants to borrow the $100. Shimon's going to hire a sofer for a dollar to write the contract. He'll get Adam to sign the contract. He'll hold on to the contract until what? Until I give him the money, and then he'll give me the contract. Right? That's how it works. So I'll give him the money, he'll give me the contract. But the contract is signed already before I ever gave him the money. It has to be. That's the way it works. How could it be signed already before I give him the money? What are the Eidim being made on? What are they signing on? Eidim aksum b'shtar k'mi sh'nechre edusim b'beizdim. Eidim are signed on a shtar that's like 100% glad kosher edus. What? They signed before anything happens. Says the Nesivis, Kishe kosvin shtar lelova li olam eina edim yodim mehalva'a. They never know of the loan happening yet, because it didn't happen yet. V'ikar edusa nigmeres b'shas mesiras hashtar. When does their edus kick in? Granted, they signed it earlier. They only become edim when the shtar is given from Shimon to Reuven. At that moment, they become edim. B'shas mesira. So at the time that they sign anything, nothing has been done. Let's take by a get. The woman is not yet divorced at the time that they're signing the get. By the case of the lova and the malva, the loan has not yet happened. When does their edus happen? When the get is given, when Shimon gives the shtar chov to Reuven. And at that moment, it's as if they're being made on the gerushin and alva. Which moment? The moment of mesiras hashtar. When we say edim achsum l'shtar nasa kamish nechre edusim beizdin, it's true. When you have edim signed on the shtar, it's as if nechre edusim beizdin. You know what that means? Once the mesira happened already. But before the mesira, then it's not kamish nechre edusim beizdin because there's no edus yet. Says the Nesivus. If that's the case, think about this. If edim that are signed on the shtar only become edim when the shtar is given over. Do we have any objection to edim signing a blank piece of paper, filling in afterwards Reuven's lending Shimon $100 or whatever, and then having the edim see that Reuven actually gave Shimon $100 and the shtar was given over? Yeah. At the time that the edus happens, it's the time of the Mesiras Hashtar. So by then you had the shtar all written up and it was all good. There shouldn't be a problem if the whole edus is only b'shas mesira. So what do I care what was actually written on the shtar when they signed it? Doesn't matter. It says that's pshat in the Ritva. The Ritva says by other shtaros, you don't need ksiva v'chsima l'shma. What does that mean? That the sofrim would keep documents around and they would get edim to sign on it without any names, without any numbers, without any places. Then they would fill it in, and then they would use it. Why is that okay by other shtaros? Because the edus begins at the mesira. The edus doesn't happen before the mesira. Why is it not okay by a get? That's the din of chasim l'shma. That the din of chasim l'shma, it's not about written for somebody else. It's that even at the shas chasima, even though their edus really only begins later on, the special din of chasima l'shma by a get is that b'shas chasima all the details need to be in place. So the Nesiva says they were not makvid that the shtar is nechtav v'nechtam midas ha-mesrayim. Meaning, let's say a shtar says that Shimon owes Reuven $100. Shimon doesn't have to know that the shtar is being written. He doesn't have to tell you to write the shtar. Let's say Shimon had no idea, and Reuven says, "I just want you to, I want you to know I have this shtar, and you're in agreement with this that it's okay that I have this shtar. I had written up. I took the liberty of having it written up." And Shimon says, "Fine, it's good." And Siva says, "That's fine. Shimon didn't commission the writing of that shtar. He didn't ask for the writing of the shtar. The shtar was written midas ha-mischayev. Doesn't matter. At the shas mesiras ha-shtar, it was bidas ha-mischayev." Shimon gave the shtar, he said, "Let me see that," and he gave it back to Reuven. He said, "Good, you can have this, that's fine." And the edus begins at shas mesira. The Nesivus does say, writing on a blank piece of paper is no good. He says, that's already a little too far. At the end of that paragraph, he writes, "T'k'shechos min al niyar chalak, ein kan hagoda klal u'pasol." Says it could be that the edus only kicks in as edus at the time of the mesira, but at least when they sign it, there has to be some haggadah. They need to be saying something in the signature. A signature doesn't mean anything other than just writing my name, unless the signature is on something, unless I'm signing on to something that's already written. So if there's no haggadah whatsoever, I'm just writing on a blank piece of paper, he says, "Nah, that's probably not so good." But maybe this is the chiluk between the requirement of lishma by a get and by every other shtar. And that would answer Rabbi Kivyegu's kasha. That according to the Nesivis, a get would be possible in this way, because you need kasiva v'chsim lishma. It's only by other shtaros, you don't need b'shas mesiras hashtar. You only need that b'shas mesiras hashtar, that all the details have been filled in. Because that's when the din of Eidos is going to be chal. So that explains the Ritva and explains Rabbi Kivyegu. Right? That's the unique din of lishma by a get. That's great if you accept the Nesivis. If you accept what the Nesivis says. That everything happens when? The Shas Mesiva. That's the moment of Eidos. Rav Asher Weiss is not excited about this Nesivis. For two reasons. First of all, he says he's Soser himself in other places. There's another few passages in the Sivas Simchav Ches of Katan Zayin, some Memvavs of Katan Yud, where he says that Eidei Chasima are Eidos on the Gufo Shel Shtar that was written Midas HaMeschayiv, not on the Yetzim HaMaisa. Meaning they're being made on what it says in the Shtar. They're not being made on the Maisa that happens later at the Shas Mesira. So you can't say that they have no Eidos until the Mesira if they're being made on what it says in the Shtar. But aside from the fact that the Nesivis is just associated himself, he says logically, Pashur hu ma'od, she'ein eidei ashtar mi'idim klal al hagerishin v'alvava ha'machira, v'kol eidusan eino ela al ashtar shenuchter midas ha'meschayev b'chasimasane mi'idim al hechshar ashtar. He says, no, when people sign on ashtar, no one believes that when someone signs on ashtar, they're signing about a gerishin, or they're signing about a mechira or a halva'a. What they're signing is that the shtar was written properly. Do they know about the... No, you never know about the ma'isa yet at the time of the shtar. It's always before, like the Nesiva said. So it's obvious that when you're signing on a shtar, when you're signing on a shtar, all you're signing on is that this was written correctly. And that there was a dasa mischayev, that Shimon was okay with having the shtar written. What gives the shtar any force? How do we know that the gerushin then happened? Meaning, let's say you hold Eidei Chasima Karti, one of the most important machlokes in the whole Masechta, Eidei Mesira Karti, Eidei Chasima Karti, for a woman to prove that she's divorced. Is it good enough to pull out a get with two signatures? Or do you need the Eidim who actually saw it being given? So if you hold Eidei Mesira Karti, you understand that very well, because that's the only way you know that there was a get given. That she actually got divorced. Otherwise, what do you have? You have Eidim signed on the bottom piece of paper, but you know that that piece of paper was signed when? Before there was ever a divorce. So what does that do for you? So Eidim Mesira Karti makes plenty of sense. How does Eidei Chasima Karti work? So Rashi says, Pashtus is the way it works, is that normally who writes the get, who commissions the writing of the get? The husband. Who's holding the get? The shliach or the woman, right? When she's trying to prove that she's divorced, she's holding a get. How did she receive a get? How does she have a get that the husband is supposed to be writing? Must be that the husband had given her the get. How do we know that it was written properly and all the kavanas were correct? They're eidim. That's what the eidim are there for. The fact that she's holding it is mashal in the picture. That begins with the Eidim. But the Eidim aren't actually being made on the Gerushin itself. The Eidim are being made that the get was written properly. The Mesira, it's Ki'ilu they're being made on the Mesira because she's the one that's holding it. And he says you find this almost explicitly in the Ran, the very same Ran, Daf Pei Vav, it's from Memdalar Amal Pada Pei Arif, I think. Mem Ches Amal Pada Pei Arif, that the Nesivis uses as his source. The Ran pretty much says this way explicitly. The Ran writes, Shamasira koreses mikivan sheyesh edim al ikar adavar dahavale edei chasima ke edei mesira. The giving of the shtar works because you have edim on the shtar itself. The edei chasima are like edei mesira. Why? Why are the Eide Chasima like Eide Mesira? Sha'arei HaGet Yotzi Mitachas Yada Be'Eide Malalu. Because she has the get. And it's signed. U'biyadua Shabal Masrala. So you know that the husband gave her the get. V'nimtzu u'ki'ilu heinatzva mi'idin ala Mesira. So it's as if these two signatures are being made on the Mesira. Are they actually being made on the Mesira? No. What are they actually being made on? That the get was written properly midasa Mesira. But it's ki'ilu it was on the Eide Mesira. So essentially, he doesn't like the Nesivus' whole chiddush. Problem with rejecting the Nesivus' chiddush, you know, what was the structure of the shir? We started with Akasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, then Akasha on the Ritva, and the Nesivus' chiddush answered both of those kashas. If you don't like the Nesivus' chiddush, you're back to Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha, and you're back to the kasha on the Ritva. Rabbi Kivegas Kasha again, once you have Ksiva Lashma, what do you even have to say Chasim Lashma? What are you going to do that's not Chasim Lashma? How could you even envision a case of Ksiva Lashma without Chasim Lashma? What exactly is this Chasim Lashma that's Dafka needed by a get? And the Kasha on the Ritva said, oh, you know what the Chasim Lashma that's Dafka needed by a get is that you can't have a pre-made Tofei Sashtar that you have signed already. But the Kasha is, of course you can't. There's nothing, you're not signing on anything. So in order to answer Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Rav Asher Weiss suggests a couple of other approaches. First, he has the Rith. There's a Rith in the third paragraph of Yevamos. I once heard Rav Asher Weiss, when he spoke in DRS, the first time he spoke in DRS, he said, he was talking to the boys about how important it is to learn when you're young. Because the gifts of the Yankasa, without which you learn when you're young, you remember much, much better than that which you learn when you're older. And he says when he was 14 years old, he learned Maseches Yevamos beginning to end with every single Tosfos. And he said to this day, he knows Yevamos better than any other Masech. This is the gifts of the Yankasa. So everyone's like, you know, a little hard to relate to. But so the Rif in Maseches Yevamos writes as follows. Umistavrilan kiyamin rachmana amar mipiyam v'lom piksavam. To law the edus shavichsav edus. In general, there's a halach called mipiyam v'lom piksavam. Edim come to Beis Din, they have to say their edus. They can't write their edus. We saw Reuven kill Shimon, right? They can't write it down and just hand it to us. They have to say their edus. Hani mili hechadi isa l'shtara tusa yedei sa'adi. He says, yeah, you know when we say Mipiyam V'lom Piksavam, when the Edom are still holding on to their shtar. Meaning, how does Mipiyam V'lom Piksavam fit with the concept of shtar? This is what the Rif is struggling with. Isn't shtar Edos Piksav? Isn't that the whole notion of shtar? Yeah, Edom signed on a piece of paper, so that's Edos Piksav. How does Mipiyam V'lom Piksavam fit with that? So he says, this whole din of Mipiyam V'lom Piksavam is Heich Di'isa L'shtar Tusa Yidei Sahadi, when the witnesses are still holding on to the shtar. The Kamadlo Nafkila Sahadusa Mitusa Yideon De Sahadi Kamadlo Masahadi Ba Ad Hashta Damya. As long as they're still holding on to that piece of paper, it's as if they were never yet made. Toibayi Kavshilo L'shtar V'lom Masahadi, because if they want, they could pocket the shtar and not make it at all. Hilkach imadkri la l'sadusa umasidi umishadi ba alpe havye edus. So if they remember the testimony and they say it, so that's edus, because now it's out there. Once words are said, can't pull them back. So they said it. Vila lo havye edus. But if they never said it, it's not edus. Avol shtara dinafik mitosa yedei de baldin. But if Reuven has a shtar that says that Shimon owes him money, and it's signed by Levi and Yehuda, so it's not Levi and Yehuda that have a shtar. Reuven's got the shtar. It's already been handed over by the Edom. There is no psul of Mipiyam V'lom Piksavim. Tami idna dechasimi b'shtar of Yahavi le lemarei lo yachli lemahadabahu. Because the moment the Edom give the shtar to the Baal HaShtar, they can no longer be chozer. It's now out there. The whole word of Mipiyam V'lom Piksavam is that the Edom were writing notes to themselves. Those notes, you know, when the event was happening, they were writing, I see Reuven lending money to Shimon or whatever. So those notes can't serve as Edos. Because the Edom could just take those notes and put them in their pocket. And the notes are never out there. But when they say it, where it's words you can't take back, or when they hand over those notes, they hand over their Edos B'Chsav. So then, Edom Achsum Al Shtar Nasa Kamishnech Reidusim V'Bezdin. That's Edos. When the Edom are still holding on to the Shtar, they weren't yet made at anything. It's not yet Nechk Reidusim. So it could be that for Shtaros outside of the world of Gittin, maybe this is the Pshat. What's the difference of the Shema by a Get versus other Shtaros? Maybe outside of the world of Gittin, at the time that they're writing the shtar, you don't need Dasa Meschayev. You don't need the Shimon, who's going to end up losing money from this shtar, he's going to end up having to pay. You don't need him to have to know about the writing of the shtar. When does Shimon have to know about it? When the Edom give up the shtar. When they give that shtar to Reuven. Then you need the Dasa Meschayev for Shimon. Then you need Shimon to say, okay, it's okay, you can give that shtar to Reuven, I'm okay with that. But by get, maybe the chiddush by get is that even at the time that you're writing it, it needs to be b'das hamischayev. Isn't that the same thing the Nesiva said? What's the difference between that and what the Nesiva said? So what did the Nesiva say? What's the moment, what's the key moment where the Edus becomes Edus? Mesira. What does Mesira mean? Who to who? No,
person
not Edom.
Lending the money to the person borrowing money.
Person borrowing the money to the person lending the money, right? But not from the Edom.
No, it's nothing to do with
the Edom. Nothing to do with the Edom. What's the riff saying? That it's when the Edom are giving up the shtar. That's the key. So they're slightly different from each other. The Imre Moshe connects, one of the Achronim connects the Nesivas to the Rith. Vasha points out they're not saying the same thing at all. The Nesivas says that the Gemar Edus is at the time of the Mesiras Hashtar to the Malve, to the Isha, but that we had difficulty with. The Rith says a totally different Geder. Edus of a shtar is complete at the time of the giving of the shtar from the Edim to the Love. So the Nesivas and the Rif are two totally different things. Now based on this, we can understand the Ritva. Edim can sign a shtar where the names are left out and it's not Sheker at the time that they're signing it. Why is it not Sheker? Because it's not yet Edus. When is it Edus? When they hand it over to somebody. As long as by the time the Edim let go of it, it already has the names on it, and already has the amounts, and already has all the details, so that's fine. A normal shtar, they can, again, outside of the world of Gittin, a normal shtar, that would have been fine. As long as at the time they give the shtar over, it's all taken care of. Had it not been for the din of the Shema. The problem is that really what the Ritva said? What did the Ritva say? Who's holding on to the shtar?
Sure.
Look back, look at the Ritva. I think it's in your packets. Yeah. He quotes... Second paragraph, source number 13. Second paragraph. You have this? Yeah. Second paragraph, fourth line. Umishum miyuta de miyuta de safri de lo gemiri. There is a small minority of sofrim who have no clue what the heck they're doing. Hainu, de shema kasvu tovse gitin la'atzman, belo tzavas shumagarish. Maybe these sofrim wrote these forms without any person in front of them who wants to get divorced. So that if someone comes in 2 weeks and says I want to get divorced, they'll be able to provide them with a get. And what do they have? They have it already signed. Who has it?
Sofer
man. So it's hard to say Pshat in the Ritva is like the Rif. That, oh, it's okay for Adam to sign it because, even without any names on it, because it's not Eidos yet. It only becomes Eidos when? When the Eidim relinquish it. But in the Ritva's case, the Eidim did relinquish it because the Sofer is holding on to it. After the Eidim already relinquished it.
But now you can't compare get Isha to like get Mama.
Well, that's what we're saying, that the whole Chiddush of the Shema by get Isha is that even before the Eidim relinquished it, it has to be written the Shema. But that's what the Ritva was trying to explain. The Ritva was trying to say, what would be kosher by another shtar, which is to have Eidim signed before there's any details at all on it. That's no good by a get.
That
it's kosher by another shtar to have Eidim signing it without.
No, that by get Isha, that it has to be written and signed.
No, because I would think a get has the same dinim as another shtar. The Ritva is being mechadish that by other shtars you don't need all the details at the time of the signing. So that's what we're explaining, because maybe the Ritva holds like the Rif, that you don't need those details there because it only becomes Eidos when the Eidim relinquish it. But we're saying, no, it can't be like the Rif. Because in the case that the Ritva is describing, the Eidim have already relinquished it. It's in the hands of the Sofer. And still he says, yeah, it's okay by other shtaros. It's okay that there are their signatures on a piece of paper that has no information. That's being held onto by the Sofer. That's fine. That's going to be a good shtar. What do you mean? It doesn't work with the Rif that it's going to be a good shtar. So what you need to do is come up with another biur of this Ritva then, because the Ritva can't be saying exactly like the Rif. So he says maybe there's a different. It's hard to compare Gittin to other shtaros in the following way. By other shtaros, there's a concept called Dasa Meschayiv, which is a very critical concept. Meaning, when Reuven lends money to Shimon, who's going to end up owing money? Shimon's going to owe money, right? That shtar is going to be something that will cost Shimon, right? It's very clear that shtar is for the benefit of Reuven to the detriment of Shimon. Fairly, hopefully, right? It's fair. He should pay back what he borrowed. But that shtar is to his detriment, to Reuven's benefit. The concept of Das Meschayiv is very easy when you're dealing with a shtar of a halva'a. Right? It fits very nicely. So maybe by a get, like a geder Das Meschayiv. By shtar, maybe there is no din of Das Meschayiv by a get. By Shtari Mamon, the Balashtar is Makne Meshabed Mamona Lizulasa. He's Meshabed his money to the other guy. So, what is an Eidos on a Shtar? It's Eidos that there is Dasa Meschayiv. That Shimon's okay with this. That Shimon has acknowledged that he's willing to give up his money and be Meshabed his money to Reuven. But by Get, there is no Chiv Mamon. The Ish is not the Mamon of the Baal. The whole get is a hafkas ha'ishus. It's that there is this cord that connects husband and wife, and it's just cutting the cord. But it's not anyone being chayiv mamon to anybody else. There is no mischayiv. So there's no dasa mischayiv. So maybe, what's the chiddush need the shema by a get? That had not been. What's the whole din of the shema by a shtar? L'shema just means l'shem. Das HaMeschayiv. Maybe had it not been for the special din of the Shema by a get, I would have thought applying normal DNA shtar to a get should have no din of the Shema at all. Because the whole requirement of the Shema is Das HaMeschayiv. There is no Das HaMeschayiv by a get. So there's no din of the Shema. So what does the Shema by a get tell me? That you follow all the same rules you would follow by a normal shtar. That's all it tells me. What's the Chiddush? Because I would have thought a get has nothing to do with the normal shtar. A normal shtar is dasa mischayiv. There is no dasa mischayiv beget. Ulefi zayira. Dilule din l'shma beget. Had it not been for a special din l'shma beget, haya efshar lichtav get ulahachta meidim l'lo shemos klal. You don't need any names at all. Kivin she'enei get me idim al dasa mischayiv. Kol agredus enei l'shav yishtara. What does the edus do? It makes this a shtar. It certifies this is a shtar. This get is now a safer krisus. You don't need das, you don't need acknowledgement, you don't need who, you don't need husband, you don't need wife. We are certifying this as a safer krisos. Okay, then let them go use it. Comes along the din of lishma and says that even though there's no din of das mischayev, you still need the husband, the wife, you need details by a get. Is it a separate din? More details than you need by another shtar? No, same details. But by another shtar, it makes sense because those details are there for das and mischayev. By get, it's exeris hakasov, kasov val lishma. Doesn't make sense. It's not stavir that you need it. It's a exeris hakasov. So that's how he explains perhaps the shita sabitva. Tomorrow, hopefully more guys will be back. Tomorrow we'll discuss another ritva. Also in our sugi here in Daf Gimel, and get into some of the basic parameters of shtar, and then we'll move on to Teirach Lembi soon.
Question.
Have a great day.
Other ways.